Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Orsino. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens strikes out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Orsino hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 1 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Pizarro hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Landis moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bowens hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Orsino hits a fly ball into left field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards first. Orsino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 2 in the game. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss pinch runs for Gary Peters. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Brown and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowens who is chasing the ball. Buford reaches third base with a triple. Weiss scores. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orsino scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. 2 outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Al Weiss now playing second base. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 4-2, Orioles. Don Mossy now pitching. Norm Seaborn pinch hits for John Orsino. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Seaborn now playing first base. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.